could you give us a brief overview of the project?
I can. This project really started by rediscovering a mummified head within the collection, and we were concerned about the object in terms of conservation, so we wanted to ensure that the specimen would remain in a great state for many years to come. So we then CT scanned the head, and this was in collaboration with the Victorian Institute of Forensic Medicine, and that provided amazing data set from within the head, and it's a very non-invasive technique, so we're not then having to unwrap the linen around the mummified head, and we can then see through all the layers, the remnant muscle and the bone within the head. This was then a fantastic opportunity to use this data set to do research and understand more about the life of this ancient Egyptian. Also, the ability to then use the skull and 3D print out the model of the skull and use that to do a forensic reconstruction. And that was with artist Jennifer Mann, who's done a fantastic job.
What has been the most difficult part of the process so far?
I guess there's been challenges around making certain assumptions about this ancient Egyptian, because certainly we've consulted with a lot of experts, so some forensic Egyptologists, and they've been able to provide us with some information that then we start kind of piecing that together and then making these assumptions in terms of the reconstruction. So some we can be very accurate with, and others it is a bit of guesswork.
What are you hoping to learn from this?
In terms of what we'll learn from this, it really relates to, firstly, the research side, and we certainly hope to learn more about this ancient Egyptian in terms of the possibility that she died from certain diseases. We hope to then investigate the possibility that she may have had a malarial infection, which could have contributed to the anemia, which we have noted because of the thinning of the bone in her skull. We also really hope to gain more teaching and learning resources, because using these technologies of modern medical imagery and also 3D printing, we can develop a greater understanding of the human body that can be directly applied to students here at the university to learn more about this discipline.
Has this ever been done before?
It has. There's always been an incredible interest, I think, in terms of ancient Egyptology and particularly around the reconstruction of faces. The whole reconstruction process has been around for a very long time, but with advances in technology, it's becoming increasingly easier to produce these, and also the level of accuracy is increasing. So it really then has modern-day implications in terms of forensic science, because they can be used in victims of crime cases where the identity of an individual is not known. But, for example, a skull washes up on the beach, and you can go through that reconstruction process to then potentially identify that individual.
So this could be done with other skeletons. This isn't possible just because of the embalming process that the ancient Egyptians used?
Well, the advantage in terms of the mummification and embalming is that we've got remnants of tissue underneath the linen. From that tissue, we then have accurate measurements in terms of the nose, the ears, the eyelids, the lips, and these can be used directly to influence the reconstruction. Whereas, I guess with some modern day cases, if you just have the bone, it is more difficult to be accurate with some of those facial features.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else we haven't spoken about that you would like to add?
Just that we are actually creating a 3D model of the reconstruction. So it will be a digital model this week, and we're going to be posting that on the University of Melbourne's Pursuit site. So it will be a full 3D interactive model that people can then have a look at, zoom in, and move the head around to see the entire sculpture in 360 degrees.